Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on XTU.
I was kept eating for too long, and now I have cereal in my teeth. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Fill the space. Fill the space, Dave.
So you said there's good news and bad news in Philly sports. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a day where it's all good news? I mean, it's mostly good news. It seems to be one team in particular that's bringing down our sports
vibe
in the town.
But bringing it down hard, yeah. If we can be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Because things are looking great for the Flyers. They're red hot. They play again this afternoon, game two of their playoff series. Sixers, even though they're a little banged up, they're in the playoffs.
Right.
They take on the Celtics. That starts when, Monday?
Monday. So they actually have a game against Houston tonight, but like, who is even going to play in that game? I don't know.
Yeah, they might call us. Yeah. I don't know if we're welcome in the bubble. but then we get to the Phillies, and they are, for some reason, still playing.
I know. You think they would have all caught coronavirus from the Florida Marlins by now.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called
Miami
now?
Marlins.
The Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Jeepers. But no. So instead, they lost to the Orioles yesterday. This is the third loss to them. The Orioles took the whole series there, right?
And it's the Orioles.
Yeah.
It's like if they just went on the street and took nine people that didn't know how to play baseball and just put an Orioles hat on them. That's what the Orioles are.
But
no offense,
that's
Orioles
what
fans,
the Phillies
sorry.
Looked like, right? Like they did really right. well in the beginning of the game, and then whoops.
Yeah,
We're tired. We don't want to play anymore.
If you're a Philly, if you're Bryce Harper, Aaron Nola, like, are you upset or are you thankful that all the other Philly sports teams are doing well? On one hand, like, is it good that, well, they're taking the attention off of us because they're in the playoffs?
Though. They're not.
Or is it like this where it's even more disappointing because you're like, everybody else is doing so well?
I would think, though, that if you're one of those guys, if you're Bryce Harper, you really aren't thinking about any other team but the Phillies right now. Like, you don't even care what the other Philadelphia teams are doing.
You're probably just
so mad at those guys. He's probably beating them up in the locker room as we speak.
With his hair. He's doing some mean hair flips, and they're just whips. Just
what did I tell you?
Maybe they could, maybe it would help since they're only playing home games, apparently. The Phillies are never leaving Citizens Bank Park. If they'll rearrange all the cutouts, maybe put you right behind home plate. Or can they bring Gritty in to distract the opposing pitchers? They got to do something,
It's probably not a bad idea. It's probably not a bad idea to just change something up. Right? To, like, change the mojo, change the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to do. Maybe we should all just stay in our cars in the parking lot with bullhorns.
Like mega horns, megaphones, whatever those things
are
called.
Yeah.
And then listen to the game and wah! Scream when it's appropriate so they can at least hear. We're with you, guys.
Okay.
Come on.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what else to do.
That's really good. And the other thing, I know it's not Philly, but I still think it's funny. The St. Louis Cardinals still haven't played since July 29th.
Oh my
and their game
gosh.
Tonight is still canceled.
Wow.
They only played five games.
Because they
in
just
a
can't
month.
Get
they
rid
canceled.
Of the Rona.
So maybe we should play the bring the Cardinals in.
No. We don't want them here. Let's not punish the rest of the city,
okay.
Dave. Let's just send the Phillies out there.
I figure they haven't played for a month. They probably have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Do you think they know how to throw or hit anymore?
I don't even know.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
If you run on coffee and Philly's country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.